Shining a light on the next generation in farming in our community. This is Molly Kaiser. Molly, thank you very much for joining us today. Can we start off with you telling me a bit about what made you or how you got involved in farming?
I guess there was no reaching to getting involved. The opportunity was always there, given it's a family farm. My parents always encouraged us to help out with farm chores growing up. I did what every kid does. I tried to leave. I went to Trent University for teaching, but very quickly realized I was coming back every single weekend to be just at least around the farm. I would spend all the time looking forward to the summers to come home and work on the farm, since I spent every summer growing up working on the farm. Yeah, it was really never a career choice for me. It was just something I knew I wanted to do and loved to be around. So it was very easy to just decide, yep, this is where I want to be and what I want to do.
And now, what aspect are you most passionate about?
I love all the field work. This was actually my first year being a big kid and using the planter all by myself. But as a farm that deals with livestock, I'd have to say livestock is where my passion lies. I do love to take a lead when it comes to caring for our chickens. For example, our pullet barns, we refer to them as one is Molly's, because I take the charge of doing the every morning and afternoon feeding checks, as well as the daily walks to get a daily visual on every single one of our hens to be sure that everything's in order. So really, I'd have to say my passion lies with the chickens.
And now, where do you maybe see the industry in, say, 5-10 years?
So I'll have to admit this answer is definitely influenced by my dad and overhearing him having this sort of conversation. But the supply management remains at the whim of a federal policy. So, I mean, we believe the system is very responsive and very, very good for domestic production in need. For example, recently with COVID and the decrease of everybody using restaurants and stuff, we actually had to, there were a few cuts in the industry and just to make sure there wasn't any oversupplying being done. So.
And one last question, how do you plan on contributing to that future and helping pave the way for the next generation in farming?
I guess my brother's also here with me, and we plan to really just not so much copy the generation previous to us, but as a fourth generation of a farm, we really plan to just take everything that our previous generations have learned and figured out and take all that moving forward with what we've been learning, and really try to just combine it all. We all have our own ideas we want to add, but at the same time, they've got it working this far, so we've got to figure out how to manage that and add on to it. We're pretty excited.
Thank you very much, Molly, for joining me today. Listen to all of our Next Gen Farmers at napanitoday.ca.